Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I want you to know, Steve, that I am a top little thing.
Is that you really people brag about that?
That's a good point. Let me
say you more as a bottom little thing, but hey,
teach their own context.
Wow, you're really just, you know, you're on fire there. What are you, the J-Rab, the J-Rub? What are you, the J-Rabbit? What were you again, the rap guy?
I'm going to let you flush this one out.
Yeah, I forget. You're the 8 Mile King over there.
Yes.
It's the top little things that people look forward to. We are one of the top little things people look forward to. People actually say that they like listening to the radio, which I don't know if that's because more so because of COVID or it's just what people have always done, but it's nice to know that we're part of somebody's pleasure.
I always feel super flattered when like someone will send a message. Caesar's a great example. He's a guy who listens to our show, awesome dude, and he'll message me about something. He goes, I hope you guys are going to talk about this tomorrow. I want to hear BJ's opinion on this. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's someone like that looks forward to the next day just to hear our stupid take on something.
That's true. Of course, Caesar is a loser Broncos fan, so I'd rather not bring that up.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he knows that.
That part is very true.
Yeah, it's really.
But besides that, he's a pretty awesome dude.
I know. It's really the one and unfortunately glaring thing that makes me think that, you know what, he needs to stop listening to the show.
My favorite part about that is more often than not, he podcasts it later, so it'll be like random part in the middle of the day. I'll get a Facebook message from him, be like, commenting on what we talked about, like, 10 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is a good dude. And
but the Broncos suck.
Yeah, you're right. About, all these are facts. They're true facts. So I love that. The top little things that people look forward to each day. Thank you for, you know, if people that find us to be that one of those things. I'm, like Steve said, it's really awesome.
Do you have something that, like, there's a little thing that you look forward to every day?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's become an addiction.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, hey, I get grumpy if I don't get to do this. Like, if something happens where, if my wife wants me to have a phone call or I got a little Zoom something that goes
close. Meditation.
No, I hate meditation. I mean, I'd have to do it sometimes, but I hate it.
Dropping a deuce.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's a no based on his pregnant pause.
Vicky, my God, when have I ever said to you in my life, you know what was really good? Have I ever come out of the bathroom and expressed to you how joyful I felt after dropping a deuce? I have never, ever had that kind of conversation.
It's funny we're having this conversation because yesterday I almost tweeted how impressed I was by my own fart. And I was like, this is just way too juvenile, so I'll talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
More people hearing it.
Vicky, who's the fart, you know, guy? It's either Rev or him. Those are the people.
But everyone comes out of the bathroom in such a good mood after, you know, you finally, you know, did your business.
Okay. Well, that's not what I look forward to every night, dropping a deuce. Jeez, I still am regular. Is it because I'm getting older, Vicky, that I would appreciate that?
Well, you said you didn't want to, you know, you get interrupted by a Zoom call or your wife. I just figured you weren't doing that while you were doing those things.
So how are we? Hot like or cold else. When it comes to what's the
You're very
thing.
Cold. Okay. And Vicky should know better than this. I thought Vicky knew me. She doesn't know me at all.
She don't know you.
No, she doesn't.
A and board it's, game? Video?
Ooh, you'd
Tutorial.
You'd be close.
Okay.
Because it involves video.
Oh,
man.
Pornhub.
Yes.
You know, seriously, I hate everybody on this show.
What?
I
That's
really
a
do.
Good one.
The featured video is
good. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I don't know if I'm being trolled or if you guys literally just don't pay attention to my life.
Baseball highlights.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad guess, at least.
Spending time with your lovely daughter.
Well,
that's not on video, though.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, what is it, Ben?
It's watching a TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
Is there like a specific one? Like, you're like, oh, I know what? I got a new episode of blank. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, it's an old episode, but it's new to me since I haven't watched the show in like 30 years. And so I'm watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I am on the 6th season out of 7. I am going to be so sad when I do the last episode and it's done.
Yeah, you're way ahead of us. I mean, we were having that competition. Who's going to binge an old show quicker? And mine was Parks and Rec and yours was Star Trek Deep 6-9. And yeah, I'm still in season 2.
I watched 3 last night. I have new shows to watch and stuff, including, like, you know, look, Umbrella Academy dropped, and I could have watched some more episodes
of that. Yeah, what the hell, dude?
Dude, that's how addicted I am to Deep 6-9. Steve's, it's just, I watched 3. I watched the one new show of something, and then I watched 3 episodes of Deep 6-9.
That could have been 3 episodes of Umbrella Academy. We could talk about it, dude.
I know.
So selfish jerk.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm doing what I like.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, mine's going to be really dumb then.
Well, this is the number one thing. Maybe you have something in this list. What's your number one little thing that you look forward to each day?
Well, I look forward to it each morning because I know, like, I'm about to go to bed and I'm like, oh, I can't wait till I wake up in the morning and I get to do this.
Yes?
To eat a banana.
A banana?
Well, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, that's my breakfast. And then, like, once I get up in the morning, I see that banana on the counter. My wife puts it there so I don't forget it.
Aw.
So do you eat it here or at home?
No, I eat it as I'm leaving my development.
Oh, you eat it in a car?
Yeah.
You savage.
Well, I don't even get on. I'm still in the development by the time I scarf it down.
Yeah. Oh, you're still, but that's awesome.
It's the best.
If that actually puts you in a good mood, and it's also, I mean, supposedly healthy, too.
Well, the problem is that, like, we go to bed most nights and we put on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And so I'm, like, just like, oh, my God, I want to eat that. And I'm, like, so hungry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I still like watching that show when we go to bed because it's, you know, pretty mindless and you can fall asleep on it. You're not missing anything. It's a good way to end the night. But I'm like, at least in the morning, I'm going to wake up and I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a banana. And that's the little thing I look forward to every single
morning. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny with cooking shows like that or food shows. I like to watch them when I'm eating because if I'm having a salad, which is not that good, somehow my brain thinks I'm eating all the good stuff that Guy Fieri's throwing down, even though all I'm doing is having a salad. I tell my wife, I go, look, if I got to eat this, can we watch like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Drive? And you'd think it would make me want it, like, and feel like I'm, but for somehow putting that food in my mouth and seeing Guy eat that wonderful, delectable, whatever the hell he's doing, you know, something like from Vula's, somehow my brain thinks I'm having good, like the tasty food that I love.
All I know is I want to try oxtail.
Ooh, really?
I've never had that before.
I don't know if
delicious.
I want
it's really it's cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to know it's the tail. You just don't tell me what it is and maybe I'll like it.
I just watched one of the specials where he was like trying some southern food and it looked delicious.
Okay. It doesn't sound good.
Well, then you don't have to come and eat with me.
Well, I'll try it. Just don't tell me what it is.
Okay, I tell you, it's a pineapple.
Yeah, tell me it's a pineapple, or you could just tell me this is steak or some sort of meat. It. You don't have to just say it's, you know.
Okay, a bed of rice? That looks amazing.
I just don't know what it is. I don't know why the word tail.
You eat hot dogs. You don't know what's in that.
That's true. It could be oxtail. You're absolutely right. And that's interesting. Do cows not have tails?
I don't know why. I don't get it. Is it like kind of like when they call like the Rocky Mountain oysters? Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's oxes and cows. Aren't oxes the male cow? Isn't that what and I was just wondering if there was something about the ox tail as opposed to the cow tail. I don't know,
but that's something that I just watched last night that got me going.
All right, good.
What about you, Vicky? What's the little
What do you
thing?
Like? What's the little thing that brings you pleasure?
Well, right now, because
I bet it's taking a dump.
Well, that is one of them.
Bob. Yeah.
That is a very big pleasure. Anywho, because it's really, really hot, you get really sweaty, so I've been taking showers at night.
Ooh.
So that nice cold shower and then just getting into bed, right, like it's just super cozy. It's my favorite right now.
It's close. Number 4 is getting into bed with fresh sheets.
Yes.
And you know what, Vicky?
Yes.
I am surprised that shower is not on the list here that I can see. Oh, no, here it is right there, taking a shower. Yep. So you got both of them, taking a shower and getting into bed.
Now, if you only eat oxtail while you're doing that,
oh man,
forget about it.
Yeah.
No, but shower beers are awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, you never had a shower beer, BJ?
No, never have a shower. I don't think of doing anything in the shower but showering.
Yeah, just a beer or a cider or whatever.
Really? You drink while you're in the shower?
Yeah, that's like everybody does, like, kind of a thing.
Good hot shower while you're drinking a beer? It's great.
Really? I never ever thought of doing that. Well, I guess for some
beers.
I didn't know you guys actually drank while you were taking a shower. I thought you drank after the shower.
No, I've always said that. Yeah, we go into the shower with our cans of beer.
You know what? My brain always just thought you drank after.
No. You're drinking in the shower? Yeah, that's why we were in there for so long.
They even have caddies you can buy to like put your
What about the soap
thing?
And everything can get in there from it doesn't get in?
You're just a very sloppy shower.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you put it like on a stand, you lather up, you do all that.
Yeah.
And then grab the beer again, and then you just keep drinking.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
It is cool that they have a koozie that has a suction cup that you can put in your shower.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. They have ones for wine glasses, too.
I've totally missed that whole thing in my life. I've never, ever done
freaking
that.
Drinking wine in a shower seems weird.
Right?
Oh, that seems weird.
Yes.
Okay.
Which wine goes well with the shower?
Red
or white?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
One tournament we did, and I think it was Phoenix, we got to the point where we were not only just drinking beers in a shower, but also eating donuts. And that was like next level.
Wow. You're eating donuts and drinking beer? That doesn't even sound like they should go together.
It really didn't, but it was awesome.
I don't know what to do about that. You're mixing breakfast, partying, and cleaning up. All like those are three different zones in my life.
Well, we were drunk at this tournament.
There you go.
Big question. What kind of donut?
It was just like a regular like frosted donut with a donut.
Is there a beer kind of donut, Vicky, that I don't know about?
I'm just thinking if you're trying to shower with a powdered donut, that'd be kind of weird.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Just kind of your hands would get all...
But if only you had a way to wash that gumminess off of your fingers.
So what kind of donut would you bring in the shower?
A glazed one seems good. Like, you won't get as gummy.
Don't you get the glazy stuff on your fingers, too?
Not as much.
Is that on the list? Donuts?
Donuts in the shower.
I don't know if I can talk to anybody in this show anymore. I don't understand what's happening. You guys are living weird lives, man.
Welcome to how we feel.
Yeah. All right, so how about you, Danny?
My morning coffee.
Oh, that's actually on the
list.
There you go.
Coffee's
on the list.
The best thing that I look forward to every morning. It's like, I wake up and then I just smell the coffee because I set it on a timer.
Oh, so you have a coffee brewing in the morning. That's a good call.
Yes.
Ooh.
I do it the night before every night. And I, for the longest time, I didn't. And then I started doing it. And I was like, why didn't I realize this had a timer on it? This is amazing.
Yeah, I never used the timer on a coffee maker, but in retrospect, it's such a dumb thing because it's like such a process. I have a cup of coffee every morning, but you know it slows me down before I leave my house.
Oh yeah,
it's worth it though. But
I can't brew coffee when I'm half asleep anymore. So it's great.
So it does it on you. See, that is a cool thing because there's nothing for me better than when I'm just like all of a sudden I wake up and I've been woken up by the aroma of coffee that Kathy's been making.
Yep.
And it's not to me. I feel like you know I could do it myself, but the idea that somebody did it is just like cool.
But early in the morning, sometimes I have that same problem where I can't function properly. I'm still tired because the other day is so bad. But like we have one of those nice like Nespresso ones because we drink so much coffee in our house.
Pardon me. I guess I don't have as cool as you guys.
No, you're not. I'm glad that you finally realized that.
Nespresso shaming us all here. Wow.
But it's got like that frother thing.
Oh, yeah.
That you put like the milk in. Well, I was so tired. I poured my workout, pre-workout thing that I just made to bring...
You put it in your...
I poured that drink into my frock.
Good job, buddy.
I mean, it's luckily an easy clean, but it was just like one of those moments where I'm like, I need to go back to bed.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was just embarrassing, and I'm glad I was just by myself. And Lulu.
Oh, but Lulu knows.
Well, Lulu knows I'm an idiot.
She probably put it up on her Instagram page. Boy, my owner's an idiot. Well, there you go. And did we ask Rev what he goes for?
Usually this last couple of months or so, I've been going into isolation float tanks for an hour a day.
Ooh, attaboy. Yeah. And that's been your thing?
Yeah. There's a place down at University Place, Urban Float, that I've been going to, and it's been fantastic. It's just an hour to turn everything off. And actually yesterday, because I do it on Mondays, I saw colors. Like, I was just laying there and just staring off into the vast emptiness of nothing right there.
Nice.
And then, like, colors started coming through, and it was such a trip.
Yeah, that's the fun part is when you could tap into, like, almost like a hallucinogenic experience in a float tank.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of close to what was on this list at number five, sitting down and having some peace and quiet. But, of course, you get the ultimate peace and quiet, Rev, being in that float tank. Yeah, that's some pretty cool stuff. Going for a walk is on the list. Of course, that's my thing. Love that. So these are the little things that you look forward to each day. And boy, with COVID, boy, it's just highlighted to be able to find those things to keep yourself in good spirits. And, you know, considering that, you know, the world is what it is right now. And especially the scariness going on at Disney World. This has got to be, Danny, I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
There's some scariness going on at Disney World. Parkgoers got sunk into the water while riding a very popular ride at Disney World.
Man,
I don't want to hear that. No. I'll tell you what happened at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's not good news, Danny. I know you're a Disney guy and you want to, you know, you want to get back to that Disney life.
Heck yeah.
Well, passengers on Disney World's Splash Mountain log flume tweeted late Sunday about a scary experience in which their boat took on water at the end of the ride. One rider wrote, quote, "So we got out of our boat because it was sinking while we were stuck there. The Disney World employee decided to tell us that we should have stayed in the boat, but it went under as soon as we all stepped out." Nice.
Nice. I love that. Oh, man. I love Splash Mountain. I don't know about you guys.
But love it.
Yeah. And that would be trippy, though, if, like, as you come. I'd imagine it's when you finally hit the water and a big splash happens and all of a sudden it just starts sinking.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
You know, the problem is they were at Disney World, not Disneyland, and that's...
This wouldn't happen at Disneyland?
Yeah, not happen at Disneyland at all.
It's because it's in Florida.
That's true.
I don't know, man. I have never been to Disneyland, so I can't make the comparison. You've been to both?
Yes.
And you really like Disneyland better?
100%.
All right. Well, I can't say anything, man, so I haven't been to Disneyland.
I feel like I got to go back to Disneyland again, because we recently went to Disney World a couple of years ago and had a great time. But I also love Disneyland, too, so I really don't have an... although I did like... Tower of Terror at Disney World a little bit better.
That is true.
Yeah, it had a little bit extra to the ride.
I will contest that any amusement at Disney, like if it was made in Disneyland first, that's the better one. If it was made in Walt Disney World first, then that's the better ride.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, and Tower of Terror was made in Disney World before they brought it to Disneyland.
And it's not even at Disneyland anymore, if I remember correctly. Isn't it like Guardians of the Galaxy ride or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not Twilight Zone inspired anymore.
I don't understand. I don't get how you'd think they would be able to make it better the second time around, but they don't, huh?
Usually it's a watered-down version of the original.
They probably tried, no different than most movie sequels. They're like, this is going to be better than the first. And you're like, man, Anchorman was better than Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Splash Mountain, I don't know if they got it at Disneyland, do they?
They have,
and which one's better?
It's exactly the same, yeah. I feel. They didn't.
What's with Danny's theory? Right out of the blow.
Well, I think it's just because some of them try and reinvent the wheel or add something to it or change it up a little bit, like Tower of Terror. There's a little bit of a different aspect to the ride. It's a minor one, but it's just enough to be noticed.
I don't know. I think this new ride, Splash Mountain, where people basically drown afterwards, I think that adds something to the ride.
Right.
That's excitement.
Yeah. You were complaining about not getting wet enough on the ride. Here you go. You're underwater. One thing, once somebody noticed, though, they said going to Disney World with this whole pandemic situation and all the pandemic measures made it feel very, very eerie. It was like, this is a weird place now.
Yeah, it's probably not as busy. You just expect to be everywhere you walk in Disney to be busy. So when it's not, that's got to be weird.
I don't mind that at all. That would be my ultimate Disney World, Disneyland experience. I don't mind seeing people. It's just that, you know, going from like a massive, crazy crowd thing to just like, you know, a good bunch of people, but it's manageable. I'd love that. I don't know how bad it is there as far as how many people aren't there.
The first time we ever went to Disneyland, we went the week after Labor Day weekend, which was one of the, in retrospect, was the best time to go because it was the week that people go to school.
Oh, good call.
Like everyone starts up, who knows now, this year go around. But I mean, in general, everyone pretty much starts up their school experience, like, or they're attending school right after Labor Day or around that time. So when we went, it was packed, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't nearly as packed as other times that we've been.
Good call.
It was awesome.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
But a lot of the rides were not open because of that reason.
Yeah, they put them down for refurbishment so that way they can work on them.
Oh, see, so you
it's a less busy time. Yeah. So was it the Matterhorn one wasn't open the first time we went?
Do they charge? So with that case, though, do they let you get in cheaper? Or
no! Not at all.
Oh, see, it's
Disneyland.
I don't go for that. I get mad at hotels that you go there and then they go, oh, by the way, we're refurbishing the pool. We're doing this. And it's like, well, what about my discount then? I mean, I thought, I didn't know when I booked this that you were going to be doing all this.
Yeah,
I don't go for that.
It was a bummer, but I was like, it's like card subject to change in my head. Like, it's just like, you don't know what you're going to get until you get there.
As long as the mountains
weren't all there because the Matterhorn one wasn't. But at least two out of the three mountains were available.
Oh, 283, I'm bad. That is the worst feeling, though, when your favorite ride is shut down.
Exactly.
I showed up one time and the Haunted Mansion was down, and I literally almost cried. I was like, What?
What's the point of going?
I'd be on the news if I went there and Space Mountain was closed.
So what you're saying is that then, you know, it just depends. But rather than wanting a discount, you're just basically going to just flip the table and go, F this.
I would punch Mickey in the face if Space Mountain wasn't open.
Damn, Karen.
Yeah.
What do we call a guy, Karen? A Kieran?
Some are calling him Ken.
Yeah, I've heard Ken. I've heard Chad. Yeah.
Oh, Ken, Chad. Okay.
Heavens.
BJ, Kevin. I heard also.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are great people.
Someone agrees with Danny about the Disneyland, Disney World theory.
Oh, nice.
Well, listen, Danny, I'm not going to... You are the Disney World, Disneyland guy on this show. If anybody's an expert, it's you.
Thank you.
So if that's your theory, I'm going to go with it.
Thank you.
I'd like to try it out someday. Probably if I, you know, I don't know. I guess if somebody takes me. I think I need to be taken now. I'm done taking people anywhere. I'm at the age where I want to be taken places now.
Well, your daughter or your son should take you to Disneyland
World. Take your pops to Disneyland. Let's do this. I can't wait for 60, because when 60 rolls, I'm not taking people to places anymore. I'm like, look, guys, I don't know if you know this.
Oh, is that part of the rules?
That's my new rule. I don't take anybody any place anymore. You take me. That's how it goes. I'm the old guy now.
Is there a senior discount at Disney?
There better be.
I think so.
Yeah, or I'm punching Goofy. If you're going to punch Mickey, I'm punching Goofy if I don't get the old man discount.
And I know that you must be this tall to ride this ride, but do they have you must be this young to ride this ride for heart issues?
Yeah, they do have those warnings up there. Like, if you have a heart condition, you probably shouldn't ride this ride.
That would be rough if they looked at me and said, you're too old to go on this ride, sir. We don't trust your heart.
Oh, yeah. It's easy for me. Anytime they tell you a pregnant woman can't do something, I just go, I'm the pregnant woman. I'm not doing it. That's how I'm doing my life now. I'm living like a pregnant woman.
All right.
That's how I know how to be safe. Just like everything that pregnant women shouldn't do, I'm not going to do.
Why you were having a peanut butter and pickle sandwich earlier.
Mm. Well, there is that, too. How come we haven't talked about this, by the way?
What is it?
It's 8:25, and we haven't even talked about The Bachelorette, which, of course, you know, this is we talk about it all the time.
How was that? Yeah.
How are we not talking about this?
We've had a few texts that were wondering when we were going to do our Bachelorette update.
Now, look. The reason I'm bringing this up is because ever since one of the smartest women I know did not know The Bachelorette was scripted like every other damn reality show, and she really thought it was a show about true love and finding true love.
Ignore the writers in the credits.
Yes. I have trolled the hell out of her because, well, this one woman in my life has made fun of everything that I love, like my stupid sci-fi shows and my stupid fantasy shows. It's not real. What are you doing? God, only more. I mean, we would have arguments over this. And then I come to find out she's a believer in the whole Bachelor, Bachelorette thing. Like, this is real life, man. And I'm like, oh, really? I guess you're not that brilliant after all. How about this?
But yeah, I mean, what is real is the love that they create with some people.
Yeah.
Some of them are still together.
Here's the thing, though. You've got to create love at the right time. Otherwise, I guess it doesn't work on this show because Claire Crawley, I guess, is the latest Bachelorette. She just quit. And so you go, well, why would she quit The Bachelorette? She quit because she fell in love with one of the contestants.
So she's just like, I'm done? But that's awesome.
Isn't that the goal of the show, is to fall in love with one of the contestants?
You got to at least get down to the final two and create all the drama. That way they could also get the product placement for that engagement ring company that makes a lot of money
from them. Why wouldn't they make this like a great season? I mean, maybe it would be a shortened season, but I don't know when she fell in love, but I imagine it's when they were filming and doing all this stuff, right?
That's what they're doing, though. They're turning in, like, they're going they're going to then replace her mid-season.
Oh, I heard.
They should replace her with someone and just call her the same name. Kind of like Becky and Roseanne.
Oh, nice. Oh, so that's what they are doing. They're going to show her up to the point she falls in love and then says, I got to leave.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done, Dundee. And then she walks off with the dude.
Well, that's cool.
And then I don't know what else is happening. I'm not, like, I have no idea.
I just made the assumption because they got some girl, I guess, Tayshia Adams, who's going to replace her. I just assumed it would start from square one and they wouldn't even show her season. Oh, that's kind of cool if they show her falling in love. That would be like the realest bachelorette there's ever been.
I'm not going to watch it for this reason, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's... I mean, I hope she stays together with the guy because that's kind of cool. Unless that was scripted too. See now that you're saying they're doing the whole thing.
Everything is scripted.
Nothing is real, man.
So she probably isn't really in love with the guy. They just scripted. Hey, we're gonna have you quit the show. That's something we've never done before. Oh, and I fell for it. I'm as stupid as anybody now.
Oh,
all right. There you go. Never mind. I'm done with this.
I'm looking at the. If you had a pick. Like, they have both bachelorettes.
Oh, that's her?
So this is the one that's replacing her.
Oh, okay.
And then this is the current, this is the one that finds,
Claire.
Well,
you know, I mean.
I think if I'm one of the bachelors, I feel like, ooh, upgrade. This is awesome.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen a full body picture of is that Tayshia?
This is Tayshia, full body right
Tayshia,
there.
Oh, that's, okay, well, in that case.
And then this is Claire, and you can kind of see, there's one of her in yoga pants, if I can find
it. I think Tayshia, in my eyes, Tayshia is prettier in the face, but Claire is my kind of woman as you go down a little bit.
For the hoots?
Yeah, for the hoots. I mean, there's no doubt about it that Claire is, you know, she's number one in Hooterville. But Tayshia's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at this point, I mean, honestly, you know, they're model runway people, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
nobody loses in this game. I mean, everyone's a model.
What are you talking about? I see lots of tears being shed.
Yeah,
this is a hard experience for these.
Oh yeah, it is.
When are they bringing back that Netflix one that we liked?
Oh, what was that one?
Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
that's a great one.
That's the show.
Okay. All right, so we're talking TV. Let's talk a little bit about BuzzFeed asking fans to name storylines that were just unnecessary.
Oh.
This is interesting because I look at these. I don't think I've watched half of these shows.
What? I thought you've watched every television show that's ever been
existed. Yeah, don't you have all of them on your DVR?
You know what? I will only tolerate C-dub shows if there's superpowers in it, and even then I barely do. But there's a lot of C-dub action over here, or at least Fox... when Fox decides they're going to have, like, emotions being talked about, you know?
Please tell me, like, the whole How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
The entire, really, ending of the show.
Yep. Well, it says here, Ted going back to Robin on the series finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
They thought that was an unnecessary storyline.
100% unnecessary.
But I thought that's what we wanted. Didn't we want him to go back to Robin?
But it's just the way it was all done. Like, you know.
Because you know what? I'm totally forgetting. Now I know why he went back to Robin. Yes, now I forgot how it ended. You're right. Because
it was just a really, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like... I didn't hate it as much as a lot of people did, but if I was in the boardroom of discussions of how to end this show, I would be like, you guys, this is really we're mailing it in at this point. This is stupid.
So would you have rather had Robin have been the mother as opposed to the mother dies and then he gets back with Robin?
No,
I wanted it to be Robin the whole time. Who do you want it to be with if it's not Robin?
Well, I mean, but then the name of the show is it makes. I mean,
I had the whole idea in my mind of I didn't want it to be Robin. I wanted him to have the mother, but then at the end, like, I wanted it to be this like kumbaya moment of like it didn't really matter who the mother was. It's all about our friendship, and we all like walk away in the sunset of being happy as friends.
Oh, that's interesting because I think then
I would have rather the Robin and him hooking up and that was the relationship, but it was like the way it happened.
Yeah,
I didn't need death and all.
Yeah,
that
Dan.
Crap.
Yeah, exactly. I think they really tried to pull heartstrings as opposed to or give us a curveball. That's the other thing because everybody was expecting it to be Robin. Danny, I don't think I've heard anyone say you wanted it that way. Where you really don't even tell me who the mother is after all, which I think a lot of people would have been pissed.
No, I mean I'm fine with them telling me who the mother is, but at that point the whole show is about the five friends, and so at that point it's like I just wanted them to be like, well, yeah, the mother's fine, here she is, but it's all about like friendship and how realizing that friendship is the most important thing.
That negates the whole thing. Like, if you don't care about the mother, which, by the way, that's how it ended up happening. They gave us this woman that we didn't care about. And true. It was, you know, and it's like, it only makes sense to me if the mother is somebody that's important to us that we've learned about during the whole show. And it turns out that, no, it wasn't anybody we knew. And that really pissed me off. It's like, we've narrated as he's talking about how I met your mother, what a great lady she was, and we've never known her up until like the last couple of episodes of the season. That fell really flat for me. But Danny's like, I don't even care about the mother. F the mother. Well, he did because they had two kids.
Maybe Vicky could help me on this one, because the one that comes to mind for me was just the whole storyline of Marcel the monkey and Friends. Like, where did he go?
Well, they explain it.
Where did he go? You know what? They've got two Friends things. They talk about storylines, and Marcel's not one.
I wanted Marcel to be a part of the show forever.
All right, so I actually know all the information on this. The reason why they kind of ended it was because David Schwimmer kind of got over the monkey. But what they did...
Screw Schwimmer.
Was, exactly.
Well, he wanted Rachel to screw Schwimmer.
Which, funny enough, that's how they kind of wrote him off. He got into heat, and he needed some lady monkey action, so he decided to surrender him and give him to the San Diego Zoo. Then episodes later, he goes to visit him. The zoo was broken into and he was stolen. And it turns out that he's a famous monkey in movies now. And he was in a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That actually is pretty funny.
That all happened in the series.
I actually like that. That's
so
pretty funny.
I explained it to you.
I take it back. That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
I must have just stopped watching much of Friends after Marcel the Monkey left.
So what's worse, Rachel and Joey's romance or the whole Robin and Ted thing? Because the Rachel and Joey romance seemed really like, what?
Like, they were real. Honestly, Joey was such an awesome character and Ross was a garbage human being that even though it felt forced, you know, Joey deserved Rachel more than Ross. I said it. I know it's controversial, but
hot take.
Ross is
2020. Okay. And what about Ben's son? I should say Ben Ross's son.
Yeah, he's never there for him. Like, he doesn't appear.
Yeah, see, Ross doesn't know. It turns out that Ross is an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't take care of monkeys, can't take care of humans, can't take care of Rachel.
He's a deadbeat dad pet owner.
Well, it's funny because, like, the son was a big thing because it happened in the first episode. He finds out that his ex-wife, who's a lesbian, is pregnant with their child. So that kind of becomes a huge story arc in the first season or two, and then it just drops off, and we very rarely hear or see Ben.
It's like the TV show Mom. Like, she had two kids, and I don't even know where the hell they are these days.
Right?
They're just not there.
I think that's what happens. Writers go, nobody cares about this.
Right.
We'll just forget about
it. Maybe, like, once a season they'll reference them just to remind you, like, oh, yeah, they're somewhere. They're just not here.
Yeah.
Because Mom's too much of a mess. I like this text. I have to agree. The How I Met Your Mother issue that this person has is, tell me why Ted's voice is different as a narrator when he's already grown on the show. Shouldn't he have had the same voice?
Well, then we wouldn't get the delightful tones of Bob Saget. Yeah. So I will, you know, I will accept it, but he's right. The texter's right, but then
his
I do love Bob Saget.
Voice isn't going to change that much.
But again, it's the delightful Bob Saget.
True.
You're right. I cannot argue except that I will listen to Bob Saget tell me a story anytime.
I also wanted them at the end to have Bob Saget be Ted. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would have been cool.
That's old Ted Mosby.
Yeah.
That would have actually given a little closure to the whole weird voice change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I would like it to have been, and why am I forgetting her name? Willow. What the hell's Willow's name?
Allison Hannigan.
Well, no, I mean the character's name.
Lily.
Lily, yes. I would like it to have been Lily. Like, if they wanted to bring death in, something happened to Marshall, and therefore Ted and Lily got together and made these kids. That would have been cool if you want to bring in death. It would have been at least something that would have been powerful. I don't care about the dead mother because I never met her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's it. So to me, I hate to say it, but if you're going to bring in death on a show that has characters you love, it's got to be somebody you know. And then, you know, and then Lily and Ted getting together because they were friends all this time. I don't know if it would have been better, but it would have made at least more sense to me.
What if they ended it and it was Bob Saget was the mom?
Like, oh, cool.
There you go.
That's why it's Bob Saget's voice.
Yeah. That would have been,
shows Ted Mosby. No, Ted's hooking up with Bob Saget. Well, dressed as a woman.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I guess that could be How I Met Your Mother. Okay, fair enough.
See, I mean, it's just as bad of an idea as what they went with.
that might have been a brilliant idea. We all would have sat there like, wow, we did not see that coming.
It would have given us closure on why Bob Saget's narrating this.
That's a really good point. Bob Saget shows up in a dress.
Right.
And there's Ted, and they're just happily... that would have, yeah, old Ted. Old Ted and old Saget. And all of us would have said, I did not see that coming. Of all the endings I could have predicted, this was not it. Congratulations, How I Met Your Mother. You got me. I would have never thought this was an ending.
I do like this text. Especially funny because Ryan Castle at some point is probably going to look through these texts and be like, what decade are we in? Because the text just says, Rachel and Joey were awful and quit talking bad about Ross.
Ross was a garbage human being.
Wow, there we go. There we go.
Narcissistic, like, pity party, gets all like, oh, well, it's me. Oh, you guys aren't really my friends because you're not going to do stuff for me.
So you can tell that Vicky is not like the sensitive new age guys in life.
I'm with Vicky, though. I felt like Ross and Ted were the exact same person. They started off kind of cool when the show started, and then eventually
oh, yeah.
They just morphed into just the biggest weenie.
Well, some people think that How I Met Your Mother is basically just Friends copied.
True.
Which is Seinfeld copied. And I mean, you know, it should go through generations. That's what everybody thinks.
And the sensitive guy wouldn't be so bad if he wasn't so narcissistic.
Well,
I used a big word.
Narcissism and sensitivity in men, I feel like, go hand in hand.
Mm.
You got a guy that's so sensitive, and at some point you got to be thinking like, oh, it's all about him. How do I know this? Well, I look in the mirror a lot. Thank you. That's all I'm going to say. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Tripoli is the capital of which North African country?
South Africa.
No.
Africa City?
No.
Take me down.
Tukwila.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Libya was the answer we're looking for.
Oh, you got it.
Yay. You want a shot at Beatty Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 851 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.